This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I'm super duper excited for Bubba Show Get to Know today.
We actually have a guest for Bubba Show Get to Know, not just like a random caller. We actually, well, Bubba did hook this up.
Good morning, Dylan. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for being on Bubba's show, Get to Know. I explained to you off the radio what this is that we do. We get to know our Bubba show family members one at a time. And I reached out to try to get you on this week. And I'm so thankful that you're getting up early to be a part of it. Dylan, what area of town do you live in?
I live in Belle Vernon, PA.
Oh, my goodness. So do I, Dylan.
Dylan, Melanie also. Have you ever seen the statue of Melanie Taylor in Belle Vernon, PA?
Dylan, stop. By the way, I've seen you numerous times at the Eaton Park. I don't believe that you've ever waited on me, but I've seen you there. I told Bubba that. Anyway, carry on.
How long have you lived in Belle Vernon, Dylan, your whole life?
I've lived in Belle Vernon 22 years. I was born in Uniontown, and then my parents got an apartment.
Did you?
And then I've been here ever since.
So did you graduate from Belle Vernon then, not Uniontown?
Yeah, I graduated from Belle Vernon class of 2013.
There you go.
God,
Melanie's daughter is a freshman at Belle Vernon High School.
Yes, she is.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you play any sports? What things were you involved in at Belle Vernon when you were there?
To be completely honest with you, when I was growing up, I wasn't as social as I am now. I wish I would have been more involved with school and activities, but growing up, I really wasn't.
Okay,
that's fine. And that's fine, too. You don't have, yeah.
So what in your life changed that you went from not being as social to being social now?
Just kind of trying to find my purpose in life, I guess you could say. I found out that, treating people with respect, and that goes a long way with making you feel good about yourself and making everyone else's day better as well.
How long have you been working at Eaton Park?
I've only been working there for about 2.5 months.
So you're new.
Yeah, I'm very new.
And what is your position at Eaton Park?
I'm a server.
So all over social media was a picture of a young man talking to an older man. That young man is you, isn't it?
Yes, that is correct.
So tell everybody listening that knows the story, or people that may not know the story, what happened?
An older gentleman walked into Eaton Park. When he sat down, he just told me he wanted chicken. And basically, we have so many options of chicken.
Right.
I kind of felt that, you know, maybe he doesn't get out much. So I got on my knee, and because he had trouble hearing, and tried to help him figure out what he wanted. And after I got him his drink, I came back and he started telling me a couple stories.
Oh, Dylan, I'm going to pause you in this story very quickly. So,
yeah. So
what did you end up helping him order? That we got to go. Listen, we need
What'd
details,
you get?
Kid.
Yeah, I want food. Where'd you get him?
What was the one thing that he ended up wanting?
We got him some grilled chicken. We got him some mashed potatoes with gravy. Oh. And he also had a slice of apple pie.
Oh, he did.
Absolutely,
he did.
And since it came from Eaton Park, it was fantastic.
Yes.
Absolutely, they're great.
So you kneel down and he starts telling you some stories.
Yes, that's correct.
And of his life?
And something about these stories captivated you.
Oh, absolutely. I have great respect for anyone who can go to war and, you know, support our country and the stuff that America stands for. And I feel like he was a perfect representation of that.
Dylan? We want to hear about what happened next, okay? Because this is not the end of the story. Can you hang on for while we play a song?
Yes, absolutely.
Hang on a second. Perfect. This is Dylan, Belle Vernon server at the Eaton Park. If you saw all over social media what he did, I promise you, this is going to make you smile.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.